Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A little more than an hour from now, President Obama will hold a news conference. In an interview that aired on NPR this morning, the president said the U.S. will retaliate against Russia for cyber attacks that were part of an effort to influence the U.S. election. The man interviewing the president was Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep, who joins us now. Steve, welcome back.
Glad to be here, Jeremy.
And you asked President Obama if the hacking affected the outcome of the election, if Russia was purposely working to help Donald Trump get elected. What did he say?
Well, as far as whether Russia is purposely working, was purposely working to get Donald Trump elected, he withheld judgment on that. We know from sources, NPR and others have reported, that the CIA found that this was the case. Other intelligence agencies have some doubts. And the president is waiting for a formal report from his intelligence agencies before making a statement. But they have put their weight behind a statement that says this was understood at the highest levels of the Russian government, which is pretty close to the same thing. And as far as whether it affected the election, the president says yes. He acknowledges it's not that votes were changed or voting machines were hacked, but he contends that the hack of the Democratic National Committee and of Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, among other things, created a bunch of shiny objects, as he puts it, a bunch of news stories that weren't really of that much consequence, distracted from real issues, and effectively distracted the voters. That's the case the president makes anyway.
And he told you that the U.S. is going to take action against Russia for these cyber attacks. It's pretty clear that he and President-elect Trump are not on the same page about who's responsible or what happened. But does President Obama want to act before Trump takes office? And does he think that anything he does is going to be continued under President Trump?
Well, the current president was definite about one thing. He said, we will respond to this act against the U.S. democratic process, which is the way the president sees it. He didn't say exactly when. He didn't say exactly what would be done. He said that some acts may be public and visible and other acts may never become public. It is known that there's a range of options. You could engage in some kind of cyber attack of your own. You could engage in any kind of propaganda operations of your own. You could in some way try to expose President Putin's personal finances, which is something that's been widely discussed in the media. President Obama didn't go into specifics about what he intends to do, nor did he say when. And I had a lot of questions about that because he's only got a little more than a month in office. And you raised the key question. Whatever he starts to do, if he sanctions some individual, which is another thing you could do, would President Trump continue that? If he takes other acts that can't be done immediately, would President Trump continue them? And what President Obama was able to say is he hopes so, and he hopes that there is a continuity of American foreign policy, even though the president-elect has voiced extreme skepticism about what the CIA is doing and why the CIA is doing it and whether it is some kind of plot against him.
One of the most interesting moments in your conversation was when President Obama talked about how many Republican voters now have a favorable view of Vladimir Putin. Let's listen.
This is somebody, the former head of the KGB, who is responsible for crushing democracy in Russia, muzzling the press, throwing political dissidents in jail, countering American efforts to expand freedom at every turn, is currently making decisions that's leading to a slaughter in Syria. And a big chunk of the Republican Party, which prided itself during the Reagan era and for decades that followed as being the bulwark against Russian influence, now suddenly is embracing him.
Again, Putin is somebody that Trump has praised. Did you get a sense of the Obama-Trump relationship at this point?
Well, the president went on to say that he has had discussions, as we know, with the president-elect, not just their meeting at the White House immediately after the election, but by telephone since then, and that they've discussed American foreign policy. The president talked about the importance of the rule of law and other advantages that he says for the United States, not just at home, but abroad, the reputation, the prestige of the United States abroad. So you have a sense of two men who are talking, but clearly have wildly different priorities, particularly when it comes to Russia. And Obama does note an interesting point. Russia is a very unpopular country in the United States, regarded with deep suspicion going back to the Cold War and perhaps even beyond. But its popularity among some Republicans, not all of them by any means, has risen because Trump has promoted President Putin as someone that he views as a strong leader, or at least a stronger leader than President Obama. Now, we should be fair. Trump has also said Russia has a bad system. He hasn't necessarily praised Russia's system, but he has praised Putin as a strong leader. And some Republican voters are following that lead, which is baffling to the current president.
That's Steve Inskeep, host of NPR's Morning Edition, and much more to come from the interview with President Obama next week on Morning Edition. Steve, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.